We're now about to have a conversation with Shahira Amin, who is former deputy head of the Nile TV and former contributor to CNN, joining us from Cairo. And Shahira, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So we had a discussion yesterday about Egypt and the Middle East with Suni Khaled and others on this program, and we were expecting something. The army was going to move the Morsi supporters out of Tahrir Square and out of Cairo, but that didn't happen. So what is the status of things going on in Cairo right now?
Well, things are very tense at the moment. The sit-ins continue. They're now well into their second month. And yes, the Interior Ministry did talk about dispersing the protesters. There were fears that this would happen violently, that there would be another brutal security crackdown on the pro-Morsi protesters. But it hasn't happened. And it seems that they are exercising restraint. They're contemplating their next move. And it looks like they're undecided about what to do next. I'm speaking about the government here. It seems that, you know, there can be no continuation of this. I mean, it cannot be open-ended. But there, you know, so far, 83 Brotherhood supporters have been killed in brutal massacres by security forces. And I think they don't want to repeat that mistake again of forcibly dispersing the protesters, because this has already sparked outrage among Egyptians, many of whom are beginning to see that, you know, this is a return of the brutal dictatorship, the police state again.
So this is you're a person who, in the beginning, I believe, you know, when you cover the early demonstrations that threw out Mubarak, but as many talk about the deep state survive, which we can talk about what that means, this deep state. But then when Morsi was elected and thrown out, I mean, I'm understanding, even though you have your questions about what an Islamist party might bring to Egypt, you have deeper concerns about Egypt and the future of democracy with the kind of overthrow of Morsi. Am I right about that?
It seems that we've moved from one tyranny to another. I wasn't very happy under Islamist rule because it was a repressive regime. We didn't see much in the way of freedom of expression, women's rights, rights of minorities under Morsi. But now my biggest fear is that we have allowed, you know, the police state to return. And looking at what's happened over the past month, we can see that we've made a complete cycle back to pre-January 2011, meaning the return of the emergency law, the president has designated the prime minister to reimpose martial law. Also, the return of the detested state security service. And they say that they will have committees to monitor religious activities, which means that civilians can be arrested and detained for no reason at all under the emergency law. And this is my biggest fear, because they spoke about a successful democratic transition. And when we speak of democracy and we see the government arresting Muslim Brotherhood leaders, the trumped up charges against them, the closure of TV channels and newspapers linked to the Muslim Brotherhood, and the brutal security crackdowns that we've seen, all this is very worrying indeed.
So, you know, what about the Sinai? We spoke about the Sinai yesterday a bit on this program, but you're there. About the as Suni Khaled said, the Sinai has always been a place where kind of Egypt never really controlled, and at least not since the 73 war, in terms of being able to manage what's going on. But now it seems to be its own anarchic state that threatens not just Egypt, but the kind of larger Middle East peace, some people would argue.
There can be no denying that there are jihadi militant groups operating in the Sinai. This is a vast desert terrain that has remained underdeveloped for decades. The tribes in Sinai have no means of surviving. Their livelihoods depend on weapons smuggling through underground tunnels to Gaza, drug smuggling, human trafficking. And lately, after the January 2011 revolution, we've seen a lot of kidnapping for ransom. So it really is a very lawless region because it's been left underdeveloped for so many years. But now we've seen jihadi groups allegedly launch terror attacks against police and military security checkpoints. And this has increased after the coup that ousted Morsi. And just last week, we had the drone attacks against a jihadi base that left five people killed. And so it's going to be very difficult to bring that area under control. And I think that violence can only breed violence. There needs to be some kind of dialogue with the residents in Sinai and to provide them with alternative solutions.
So, I mean, I wonder where you see, what's your analysis of where you see it all going, Shihira, given, I mean, we looked at the Middle East in total yesterday, whether it was Israel and Palestine and the alleged negotiations going on between Palestinians and Israelis, Syria falling apart, the power of the Kurds rising, now the 3,000 Syrians a day moving into Jordan, and what's happening in Egypt. We're in a really volatile, uncertain moment.
It looks like we're in the middle of a very long, dark tunnel, and we cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it looks like this will last for some time yet. But I believe that this government has to be serious, has to be committed to real democracy. And when I say democracy, it's not just about free and fair elections, not just about the ballot box, but more about inclusion of all political factions. The Islamists have to be included in the political process. We've seen tens of thousands of people at the two sit-ins at Rabaa and El Nahda. These people cannot just be left out in the cold. They need to engage in the political process, because without that happening, we risk radicalizing them further. And I'm afraid that, you know, some people have voiced concerns about Egypt being on the brink of a civil war. So we might see a repeat of the Algeria scenario, which would be disastrous for Egypt.
So, and I'm just curious, one last thought. This is a much more personal question, Shihira. I mean, what about daily life? Daily life for people like you?
It's a struggle, Mark. It hasn't been easy. You know, you can't get anywhere because of the protests. The Brotherhood supporters have taken their protest rallies outside the two main squares. You never know when violence may break out, because we've had clashes between pro and anti Morsi protesters that have resulted in a lot of bloodshed and loss of life. And so it's very worrying for people like me. I have two children. I'm very concerned about them when they leave the house. And it's difficult to get on with your daily life. And people are yearning for a return of stability and security. That's our main concern. And also the economy being in tatters. And it's going to take a very long time for that, for the revival of the economy.
Shihira,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm afraid from where we're looking now, it seems it's going to take a very long time.
Well, Shihira, I mean, we always want to say, please be safe, and you and your family. We think about you every day. I do. Shihira Amin is former deputy head of Nile TV and former contributor to CNN, and joins us here from Cairo to give us updates on what's happening in Egypt. And Shihira, thank you so much, and please be safe.
Thank you very much, Mark.
We'll talk
always
soon.
Always a pleasure.
Same
Bye.
Here. Bye-bye. We're going to take a very brief break, and when we come back, we'll be going right into sound bites and finding out many things, including why we are losing all of our bees and why that's such an important thing. On the way there, let me say, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at www.mecu.com. The Mark Steiner Show is here on WEAA And support for WEA is provided by autotrader.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.